September 22, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Missionary's Master. Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. John 13:13. To have a master and to be mastered is not the same thing. To have a master means that there is one who knows me better than I know myself, one who is closer than a friend, one who fathoms the remotest abyss of my heart and satisfies it, one who has brought me into the secure sense that he has met and solved every perplexity and problem of my mind. To have a master is this and nothing less. Quote, one is your master, even Christ. Our Lord never enforces obedience. He does not mean to make me do what he wants. At certain times I wish God would master me and make me do the thing, but he will not. In other moods, I wish he would leave me alone, but he does not. Quote, ye call me master and Lord, end quote. But is he? Master and Lord have little place in our vocabulary. I prefer the word Savior, Sanctifier, Healer. The only word to describe mastership and experience, love, and know very little about love, as God revealed. This is proved by the way we use the word obey. In the Bible, obedience is based on the relationship of equals, that of a son with his father. Our Lord was not God's servant, he was his son. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience. If our idea is that we are being mastered, it is a proof that we have no master. If that is our attitude to Jesus, we are far away from the relationship he wants. He wants us in the relationship in which he is easily master without our conscious knowledge of it. All we know is that we are his to obey. That's the end of Oswald's text. Very appropriate expression of the between having a master and being mastered. God does not force his way into our life or force his way onto us. Even once we receive Jesus, God does not treat us as though we have capitulated in every area of our free will. Rather, he gives us a sense of belonging, and he actually, at that point, has been invited to be a part of the life, but he wants to be all of the life. Now, if we look at our relationship with God as he is our master of choice because we choose him to be, we want him to be, we ask him to be, and we allow him to be in each event of our day, then he will step in and be the Almighty in every situation. However, if we refuse to let him help us with the various tasks or actually do them in our stead, but view him as a taskmaster as though he were wanting to control us or force himself upon us once we say we've received him as Savior, then we miss the whole point. One, the relationship of a love slave, one who is a bond servant, is that of one who serves a master out of joy and desire because of an affection for the master. Our relationship to God begins in salvation with a repentance of heart and a turn to Jesus for salvation, forgiveness, and so forth. But the only way we can really achieve what God has desired of us in terms of redemption is to fully surrender to his love and love him back with all of our hearts. That's why Jesus' final statement, he was challenged by the Pharisees, what is the greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. Second, love your neighbor as yourself. Love is the essence of the divine paradigm. Love is what God chooses. Love is what God desires. Love your God. Love him intensely. Love him passionately. And obedience will cease to have any negative connotation for you.